I speak to you in the name of the God of Abraham. Amen. In Robert Penn Warren's novel, A Place to Come To, the main character, the hero, is the son of humble parents from a small town in Alabama. He leaves home and becomes a distinguished university professor, only to discover his need to return, go back, symbolized in a visit to his parents' graves. Standing in the cemetery, the hero says about himself, "I had a wild impulse to lie on the earth between the two graves, the old and the new, to stretch out a hand to each. I thought that if I could do that, I might be able to weep. And if I could weep, something warm and blessed might happen. But I did not lie down. The trouble was I was afraid that nothing might happen. And I was afraid to take the risk." That is life as we know it much of the time, caught between desire and fear. It wouldn't be so bad if we had some guarantee that taking the risk would fulfill our desire. But of course, there are no guarantees, and Warren's hero did not lie down between the graves of his parents, and the blessed thing did not happen. But it's not a bad metaphor for life. What should be soaring and liberating, seeking the good, envisioning the right, just feels dense and encumbered and clouded. Our desire overflows in more directions than we can safely channel. We desire love and security and companionship and beauty and self-knowledge and purpose in life. But reaching out for them is more than we can sometimes manage. Caught between desire and fear, there we are. It must always have been so, because our earliest ancestors spun stories around the same poles of desire and fear. Remember, far, far back to the man we honor, ironically, as a paradigm of faith, Abraham. God came to Abraham in a vision and said, "Fear not." Well, God came to Abraham four times, according to Genesis. But in one of his appearances, he first said, "Fear not." God said to Abraham, "Fear not." How about that? Fear not. To Abraham, who had already left his home to follow a promise, to seek his fortune, to satisfy a strange desire for adventure and excitement. Abraham's promise was that things hadn't worked out so well. Almost 100 years old when we encounter him in the reading for today. Just like my mother when she died, almost 100 years old, a long time. That strange promise he thought he heard from God still seemed far away. A land, a great nation, children for the future. Where was everything that he desired? If we listen to the whole of Abraham's story, it is clear that Abraham longed for a guarantee of the promise. Isn't it true that in things that matter to us, we stockpile guarantees before trying something new? We tend to. I would not oppose affordable housing, for example, in my neighborhood, if I knew my property would not be devalued. Maybe we'd engage in sex more freely if we knew for sure we wouldn't get terrible diseases or get pregnant or have great regrets. We might be inclined to honesty in our business dealings if we were sure that everyone else would be. Guarantees, the apparent bridge between desire and fear. But of course, it doesn't work like that. I know it. You know it. There is no guarantee adequate to our need. Actions and consequences don't always align themselves. And we end up still standing in the cemetery, caught between the wild impulse to lie between the graves and the haunting fear that if we do, we'll just get dirty and feel foolish. Abraham, it turns out, did the unexpected, for in the end, he chose to lie between the graves. And on one of his contentions with God, he cried, "Give me evidence Where's the proof? And God just repeated the promise again. At least four times, God repeated the promise. And Abraham believed the Lord. There was to be a son. There was to be a future. And the land was eventually claimed by the children of that promise, even if it is still fought over now. But Abraham nearly lost his son. Remember the trip up the mountain with Isaac? He possessed almost nothing of the promised land, and he was just able to buy a tomb in which to bury his wife and himself. It is Abraham's capacity to overcome his fear, or to believe God's fear not, that carries him along as the faithful patriarch in our story. His story extends to us a compelling Lenten invitation to live in a way not inscribed by rules or norms, but framed by the space between the two graves. Those of us in the church preparing to be baptized, all over the church, and all of us coming back to our baptism at Easter, are asked to be like Abraham, to go toward a land we do not see. We are asked to believe the promise and order our lives toward it. But where is the evidence? Where is the evidence? Well, there's no more evidence than Abraham had. No guarantees more secure than his. A fire struck in the darkness. Songs in the night. A splash of water and a word of resurrection. That's all the evidence there is. It is little and often hidden. But this evidence is washed over us in our baptism. In the sudden hearing of the word. A bit of bread and a sip of wine. It sometimes flames up in the darkness through those who love us into believing the promise. We will soon come to the only place worth coming to, another grave in another cemetery. And if you will, imagine yourself giving in to the wild impulse to lie on the earth between your own grave and the tomb of Jesus, now empty and bright. If you can do that, you might be able to weep. And weeping is the face of hope when hope is faint and far away. Those who weep have given up their fear, and on the other side of fear is the promise of God. Doing right, living well, loving God, these are not easy. The moral life often ends up in truculent moralism. God's promise often ends up as a frayed promissory note. And the life, hope, and well-being of people often end up suspended between desire and fear. But something blessed happens to those who lie between the graves. They hear the promise that buoyed Abraham. Fear not. Stay on your journey. Take your risks. Reach the persons you've never touched. Let go of useless guarantees. Incredibly, Abraham did so. Incredibly, so can we. Amen.